This is WKAR Online. That's Rescue Me by the Steep Canyon Rangers, the group playing with Steve Martin at the Wharton Center on Sunday. The actor-comedian has long included banjo playing in his act. The album they recorded together, Rare Bird Alert, was nominated for a Best Bluegrass Album Grammy this year. WKAR's Scott Paul talked with bassist Charles R. Humphrey III. He says they connected with Steve Martin through his wife, Ann Stringfield.
They were vacationing in North Carolina, invited a couple guys over to a pick and party and a dinner, and he met us. Steve had a record coming out, and he needed the band tour with, and he asked us to do it. The first time that he set in with us at the Mountain Song Music Festival in Brevard, North Carolina, which is our annual event. He had a great experience there. He set in with us again in New York, and he commented that his songs performed with us were the most musical they've ever sounded. So he was thrilled to go on the road with us. He kind of worked us into the comedy stuff in between the songs, and we were writing and arranging songs together on the road, which led to Steve Martin and Steve Canyon Rangers' Rare Bird Alert. So that's how that all fell into place.
Would you say he's a full-fledged member of the band, or does the band tour without him at times when he's working on other projects?
It's two different bands. We play different songs. He is a total member of the band. It's so fun and inspiring, the music that he's written or we've written together when we're out on that show. And even next year's going to be interesting, too, because he has a record coming out with Edie Brickell, and she's going to join the band and be on tour with us. And we had a chance to perform with her at Radio City Music Hall. It was awesome. She sounded great. So that's how that is. It's like two separate entities.
You know, I can remember probably before you were even born. I understand from your bio you were born in 1976. I remember Steve Martin's stand-up routine leading up to the big moment when he would play banjo, and early on people didn't believe he really could play the banjo, and then deep into a show he would actually start playing and just floor people with how good he is.
That's true. He's been playing banjo for 50 years, and because he was a comedian and an actor, he was performing music alone a lot of times. You know, he's traveling, touring as a stand-up comedian, or if it's in a trailer with downtime or between a movie, and he really developed his own style. But he's a great player. He's been doing it for 50 years, and he practices religiously every day. He's always writing new tunes, so he's got the chops, and he's got his own style, and he's a great songwriter.
I imagine that his fame and his reputation as a comedian has drawn people to hear you guys who otherwise never would have been interested in listening to bluegrass music. Are you gaining new fans for bluegrass music as a result of this project?
Bluegrass is gaining new fans as a result of Steve Martin. People are coming out to his shows because they know his films, they know his comedy. They're being exposed to bluegrass music. Steve Canyon Rangers are, in a sense, ambassadors performing bluegrass music to these people who've never heard it for the first time. And they leave enjoying Steve Martin and the Steve Canyon Rangers. But not only that, they have a new taste for bluegrass, and they're going out and looking for bluegrass in their areas. They're going back to generations, all the way back to Bill Monroe, Flat and Scruggs, Stanley Brothers, and checking out the whole genre. So he's an entertainer that is doing a service to the genre, and we're proud to be a part of it.
In East Lansing, you're coming to a city with a deep tradition of a love for folk music and bluegrass music. We hosted the National Folk Festival for 3 years and have continued a folk festival since the National Festival moved on. There's a fabulous every Friday night concert series in town called the 10-Pound Fiddle. There are going to be a lot of people at this show in East Lansing to hear the music, not just to laugh at Steve Martin.
That's great. We love playing in Michigan. One of our publicists did a survey one time, and it found out like our top fan base was in Michigan, and we're based in North Carolina. It was pretty shocking.